Ecuador has a number of legal texts and institutions which are specifically devoted to promoting and protecting human rights. And Ecuador has also signed up to a number of international human rights instruments. Nevertheless, when we analyze the information that you have provided and the information that we have received, we realize that there is a serious problem. There is a huge gap between the legal and institutional framework and the human rights situation on the ground. So we can say that there is a gap between text and context, to put it in those terms. This is despite the fact that you have so many institutions. If we were just to address the questions that I asked and which I have not yet heard a satisfactory response to, then I must refer to the issue of violence against women or discrimination against women, or violence and discrimination against LGBTIQ plus persons. We can see that the rate of femicide is constantly on the increase. Women are increasingly the victims of forced disappearances. And mothers who have lost their children suffer pain, and we see that there are more and more orphaned children because their mothers have been murdered by criminal groups. So we see that these orphans are abandoned. So please provide us with more information which can help explain this situation. You've referred to a number of criminal outfits, of drug trafficking groups. Have they become so strong that the authorities can't control them? I mean, you have action plans, so why is this prevailing situation of impunity, and why are you not reacting to it? What is the role being played by state entities? In particular, what are the judicial operators doing, and what measures are being taken?